So now I need to take you a little bit further before you have a break. Isaiah ben Amoz has finished his career, died. I'm not sure how or when. There's legends about it, but we'll just say okay. So we're now moving on from the year 700. But the scroll, all I've covered is certain chapters of the scroll which belong to Isaiah. The rest clearly don't. They're not him. He didn't write them. So we need to get our history a bit so you're ready when you look at the scroll, which has been added to and added to and added to kind of locate other parts of the scroll which were not from Isaiah ben Amoz. Are you with me? So as I said earlier, they're kind of like a Jesuit anthology. And the first part is written by Ignatius Loyola, but the rest is written by Arupe and Kehoven and various other leaders or people of the Jesuits. So Hezekiah died in 687. Manasseh was the next king, and he's there for 45 years, from 687 to 642. And he was a loyal vassal, subject king of Assyria. Did everything he was told, paid all the tributes, put the right statues in the right place, did everything according to thing. They were best mates. And because of that, understandably, because Assyria was quite happy to have all this happening, that was a time of great peace, physical peace, and economic prosperity. But Manasseh gets the bad press in the Bible, because ultimately they have to blame somebody for the destruction of Jerusalem in 598, or the capture, and Manasseh is the bloke who cops it. Because they couldn't blame the king at the time, he was too young. They couldn't blame his father, who was a saint. So they had to find someone to blame, because obviously they saw the punishment of the collapse of Jerusalem as God's punishment. So they went back, and here's Manasseh. He cops it. Read the Bible. Now, was he a bad bloke? I don't have to know. You don't have to know. Did he do his best? Did he try and help the country? There's no way anyone can come up with answers like that, I don't think. But he's got a dreadful press in the Bible. Amon, his son, was there only for 2 years. Then comes one of the great kings that they look to as being faithful, King Josiah, in 640, becomes king of Jerusalem, of Judah. But he's only 8 years old. So, obviously, his mother, I imagine, ran the show. Or somebody with a bit of sense would have done it. And he's got advisors and so on. Ashurbanipal of Assyria died in 628. So, by that time, he's 20, isn't he? No. Help me with my subject.
12.
No, he's a lot older than that. He's 18 in 640. He's 18 in 630. He's 20, yep, in 628. So he's got to his majority. He can take over in his own right. He has the good fortune of the king dying, change of government. And there's a bit of a change of government is not easy in these countries, as you might happen to know. I don't know that it's any easier now. So it meant all the energy of Assyria was trying to cope back then with Assyria. So that gave him an opportunity to win back, this is what he saw it as doing, the great empire of David, to actually take the north again and expand to the north. And he had this amazing sense of destiny that it was his, and the people around him, of course, chance to win back the holy land that God gave them. So that's what happened. However, in 609, at the age of whatever it is, if you're 31, is it? No, I don't know, 40-something. Anyhow, my maths is I'm too tired to work out the subtractions, and you didn't do too well last time, so I'm not going to trust you. So he's quite young. He's in his 30s, 39, I think. He's killed at Megiddo. He's invited up there. We're not sure. The details are not given to us. But Necho, the pharaoh of Egypt, was on his way up there to fight against Assyria. And he invited the king up. And whether he was invited to a party and stabbed, or we just don't know the details. In any case, he was killed at Megiddo as a young man. And that absolutely shocked Judah, because he was a saint. He did everything right. He went according to the Torah. He did everything. And when you live in a world which they lived in, I don't live in it, I hope you don't, a world where you think God is controlling the world, then everything that happens is either a punishment or a reward, isn't it? So if you lose, you're being punished for something. And if you win, you're being rewarded for something. So Hitler was rewarded for the first years of the war enormously. He must have been a marvellous person. I mean, that's the logic of it all. So that's what they thought. So they thought, look, you know, what could happen? And that gave rise to the myth or the legend or the dream of Armageddon. What is it? Armageddon. But Ha means mountain of Megiddo. It means that what happened in Megiddo is going to be reversed ultimately by God, and the good are going to win. Do you know what I mean? So Armageddon is the final justice and right, and the flag and the dollar are all going to show whatever. So that's the dream that have given rise from the death of Josiah at Megiddo. And then everything collapsed pretty quickly after that. Jehoiakim was the next king. Jehoiakim was his son, only a little boy at the time, and that's when Jerusalem fell. And with the fall of Jerusalem, we go into exile, but you and I aren't going to do it yet. I'm going to let you have a cup of tea.